Hey, friend, welcome to the Intentional Mind Podcast. I'm your host, Ange Barnard, and on today's episode, we're talking about three questions you should be asking yourself if you want your dreams to come true. And I totally just use the word should there, because I really believe these three questions will help you be on track to bring your biggest dreams into reality. Even your small dreams, bring them into reality too. Bring all the dreams into reality. And the reason we're talking about this is because some of y'all know that one of my big dreams recently came true. I'm going to dive into that a little bit more. But I want to share with you first a quote that really helps summarize these three questions up in a nutshell, why they're so important. Quality questions equals quality life. I really believe that. Because, you know, whatever you create outside of your own mind has everything to do with your mind. Because the chatter that's happening there determines how you feel, which determines the actions that you're going to take. So it's really important that you're really checking in with yourself and looking at how you're talking to yourself, what you're putting out there. And it starts, again, what's going on in the mind. So these are the three questions that I tend to ask myself, and I really believe it's helped me bring my biggest dreams into reality. So before we jump into those questions, I'm going to give you a quick update, because that big dream of mine that came true was that now I'm officially a TEDx speaker, and I want to tell you a little bit about the event and how it went. So it was phenomenal. I feel so blessed for how it all turned out. I can see God's hand in all of it. And I'm like, I know why I had to wait. I get it now. And I remember the times where I was frustrated, and you may have heard me talk about it on the show. I was frustrated through that waiting process, but I just kept on believing. I'm like, I know God's got me. He's got a better plan for me. It always turns out better than what I think. This is just what's been true for me in my life, because I believe in a lot of those times where I'm waiting for something to come to be, it's also where God is looking at my faith. It's like giving me the opportunity to practice my faith. And then also too, I believe honoring him when it's all said and done. It's like, ooh, look at what my God can do, you know? Won't he do it? Like, that's how I feel inside. And I feel like I can really say that. Especially now, as the time of this recording, I am, how long am I pregnant? I'm pregnant, y'all. I got a big belly. I'm going to be 8 months pregnant, I think, in a week from now, something like that. But it's been so cool to see how I was able to speak on stage with my belly, my little boy in my belly. And that's just so cool. It's not something I would have thought would have been, my old version of me would have not thought that when I actually landed my talk that I would be standing up there really prego on the stage and sharing my message with the world. And it all just flowed so well. Like, I would have not imagined that I would have done an event that had a mix of adult speakers and youth speakers. But I did, and I feel so blessed for that, because it got me even more excited to be a mama. Watching these young kids speak and how they were phenomenal and how loving and supportive they are. And even towards me, like how they came and hyped me up and was like, you got this. And like, it was just the cutest thing. And then the other thing is just, I saw God's hand over the whole event. Like, even when everyone's feeling nervous, one of the young boys actually asked how everyone was feeling, and of course they're feeling nervous, and he's like, do you guys want to pray about it? And he like prayed over us. And this is not an event that most people would even bring their faith in. And I'm not, if y'all listen to the show, you all know I'm not like hitting people over heads with Bibles and stuff. Like, that is not how I roll. I really believe everyone has their own journey. It's their own faith. I'm not in a position to judge them. But for me, I really felt like that was what I needed at that time. And it was so cool that this young boy showed up and prayed over us. And I met the coolest people. I just feel so freaking blessed. And if you're wondering where my TEDx talk is, when it will come out, I will let you know. It takes a while because the team has to finish editing it to give it to, and they don't do a lot of edits, just they need to be able to like cut, you know, the beginnings off for everybody and the endings and package it and send it over to the TED organization. And then they will have to review it, make sure it follows the guidelines, and then upload it to their YouTube channel. So as soon as that happens, I will let you know so you can go and watch it. I'm proud of it. I'm curious how it's going to be though. Like, I am so curious, because in the moment, you know, I don't know. I'm curious to see how it plays back. A lot of people afterwards came up to me and told me that they loved it. And so that felt so good to receive that feedback, and that they love my conversational style when I'm speaking. And that felt good because that was what I really wanted to give off, is that's how I speak as a speaker. I'm very conversational in the way that I speak. So I wanted that even to be shown, because with this, there's so much that goes into practicing your talk, because you only have, in this case, I only had 10 minutes. So you really need to know what you're going to say. You have to rehearse it. So, but I didn't want to come off rehearsed. I still wanted to show up and be myself, you know? So I feel like I was able to do that. So that's what happened in a nutshell. So freaking grateful. Thank you for the energy that some of y'all have been thinking about me, the prayers. Some of you guys sent some really nice messages, and it really made my heart so happy and I felt loved. So I just want to say thank you for that. Okay. So what else is happening? I am actually tuning in from Malta, the country of Malta. I didn't know where Malta was. So let me tell you where it is in case your geography is like mine. So it is southwest of Sicily, Italy. So it's a country, it's an island, it's actually made up of multiple islands, but it's its own country southwest of Italy, and it's beautiful. And I'm on the island right now of Gozo at the time of this recording. I feel like, as I sit here, I'm not saying this to brag or anything, I'm just saying like, thank you. Like, I feel so grateful because I just remember my old self when I was like stuck in a job. I felt stuck. I mean, you're never stuck. I don't believe that. But I felt that way. And I was doing work that really didn't light me up. And this kind of life that I have right now is like, was so, felt so far away. So to be able to sit here now, I'm just like, oh, I just feel so blessed. And I want to help more people intentionally design their life. This is why we have this show. I want you to see that whatever it is that you desire, you can bring that into reality. You totally can. But you really got to start clarity around that vision, and you really got to start acting like that person. Like, that's what it takes. And it takes a training process. You got to train yourself to be that person. And people don't think about that. You know, it's really a training process. And if you've ever trained for anything, you know that it's uncomfortable to train for something. That's just a part of it. So let's get into the questions that I have for you now that we're talking about training. Okay. Three questions to ask yourself if you want your dreams to come true. Number one, are your actions in alignment with your vision? I can tell you, I've worked with so many people over the years as a coach, and there are so many people who are frustrated that they're not creating the results that they want. But if you actually take a look at their actions that they're taking, they are not in alignment with their vision of who they want to be. They're actually just not doing the things that align with who they want to be. And a lot of times it's because they don't really know what those things are exactly, because they haven't been that person. It's like they don't know the right recipe. So in our program, we haven't done this in a while, but our Commit to Your Vision program, we talked about creating a Be, Act, Have recipe and how important it is to create a recipe for how you need to be, what actions you need to take for you to have the thing that you want. And sometimes it takes you studying someone who does have the thing that you want so that you can know the right actions to take to create that thing. Let me give you a really quick example. We're just going to use the TEDx example since that's fresh in my mind. Is like the old me that wanted to be a TEDx speaker, I didn't know what actions it would take to be that person. I had never been a TEDx speaker before. I had no idea. So I had to study other TEDx speakers. I had to learn about the process. I had to figure out what it took to develop a good talk, how to market myself appropriately, right? Those are actions I needed to take. And then I needed to start thinking like that person. So I want you to think about your dream right now, your goal that you have in your mind. Do you actually know what it takes to get there? Because if you don't, and I highly suggest this anyways, whether you do or don't, is that you find someone who has the thing that you desire and that you learn from them. And you understand like what are their habits? What are the specific actions they've taken? There's so many things I'm thinking about when it comes to my dream. When I look at my vision, I'm like, okay, Ange, you really don't know much about that. Like, you need to find someone that does, and you need to study what is the training plan. It's just like when I wanted to run a marathon. I had to get a training plan. I did. I purchased the training plan, downloaded it from someone who was a stellar marathon runner. And I was like, oh, that's how much miles you have to do in that day. Like they even give like tips on what to eat, how to stretch, like all the things. And I was following that so I could become that marathon runner. I feel like we need to do that with every single dream we have. That's the work that people aren't doing. They stop with the vision. They're like, oh, it'd be so nice to have this. It'd be so cool to have this. Don't just stop there. What's the training plan for you to be that person? Really get intentional about that plan. And again, you probably need to talk to someone who's already had that result because you don't know enough in your own mind. You don't have that program yet, but you can. You can train to have that program. So that's something I want you to think about. Are my actions in alignment with my vision? That is the question you need to be asking yourself. And if the answer is no, what are you going to do to get your training plan? Okay. The second question is, do your surroundings reflect who you want to be? Do they? This is another thing I see with people when they don't have the results that they want in their life. Their surroundings aren't in alignment with that vision. When I'm talking about surroundings, I'm talking about your environment. I'm talking about like your actual physical environment. I'm also talking about the people you surround yourself with and what you're listening to, what you're seeing. Is that in alignment with your vision? Because sometimes, let's say, even career-wise, someone will decide, you know, this is the kind of career that I want to create next. But they'll be like, how do you even find that career? How do I even go about getting an opportunity like that? You know, maybe they want more freedom than what they've had. Well, you got to show your brain that that's possible for you. That's a big part of it. If you've ever done career work with me, you know there's a lot of work that we're doing around just training your brain to see that this is a possibility for me. Oh, other people have that kind of freedom? Oh, other people make that kind of money? Like, that's the kind of stuff that you need to see. Because your brain can actually prevent you from making that your thing a reality because it's creating blocks around it because it doesn't know that it's possible. And it feels scary. It feels unfamiliar. So you need to make the unfamiliar familiar. Again, a great way you do that is you start talking to people who have the thing that you desire. And you bring that into your environment. So for example, for me, what's shifted in my life ever since I declared I wanted to be a professional speaker, now I have tons of friends that are professional speakers. Tons of them. I know a lot actually about the professional speaking space. I never used to. I had to put myself in that environment. And now I'm to the point where I'm teaching other people how to become professional speakers. But that never, like if you go back and listen to episodes a while ago, that wasn't me. That wasn't my story. I was just pretty much wearing my career coaching hat. But then I had a new vision and I was like, okay, we got a new training plan. We need to start setting up our environment differently. And this is the way I go about it. I'm like, if I am a professional speaker, let's say this, you insert any of your goals that you want, your identity-based goals. If you are that person, who does that person surround themselves with? What kind of environments are they in? It's just like if you want to be a fit person and you feel like you don't identify as that, where are they hanging out? Who are their friends? And then you adopt that same kind of program and you become that person. You know, I was like, oh, as a professional speaker, oh, they're part of all these associations. Oh, they have other friends that are professional speakers. Oh, they pitch themselves in this way. Oh, they say these things. Oh, their LinkedIn looks like this. Or they're, you know, it's like I was looking at all of those things. And that you can do this with any of your goals. Even when it comes to my husband, and we think about the kind of dentist that he wants to be. Repeatedly, like we've intentionally designed our life. Sometimes when people are like, wow, it's so cool that you guys get to travel as much as you do and still, like people think it's insane that the way that we travel and the life that we live, like they're like, do you guys ever work? You know, actually, yes, we work a lot when we're not traveling. We definitely work. And even in fact, when I am traveling, I still work. But the thing is that we've intentionally designed our life this way. It didn't just happen this way. And it had to do with us looking at people who had a lifestyle that we wanted. And we studied them. And we're like, how can I adapt that program? How can I make my surroundings like that? How can I think like them? So you really got to do that for anything it is that you desire. And if it feels hard, you're not creating the results, it's because, one, of course it's going to be uncomfortable. You've never done it, so just acknowledge that. And two, you got to make it the unfamiliar familiar. You got to make it become habits for you. There was someone was getting interviewed. I just heard this recently. And they were like, how do you like get yourself to do these things that you don't like that suck, you know, to be create this amazing lifestyle for yourself? And they're like, well, I don't like doing it, but I turn it into a habit. Like I specifically don't like doing it. That's why I turn it into a habit so that it becomes a program so that I don't have to think about it so much. So that's what a lot of us need to be doing. So the surroundings need to align. And what are you listening to? Are you listening to stories about people who have the thing that you want? Because again, this has to do with you training your mind to be that person. I'm going to give you a real quick example. You know, you may have heard me share this story. Years ago, when I was in Thailand with my husband, we got into a moped crash. And it was this lady was driving the opposite direction with her baby. And someone in front of us had a swerve to miss. And then we had a swerve too. So when we swerved, we did a wipeout situation. So the bike landed and we had all this road rash and things. It was pretty scary. And when my husband went to get up, he went to go run after this person. So he's off. But then when I went to get up, my kneecap literally moved over to the side. So I literally had like a disconnect between my kneecap and like my other bone down there. You know, I don't know much about bones, but it was like I'd seen my kneecap move over and I was like, oh crap. So then I kind of hobbled over barely. There was someone standing next to me. They're like, are you okay? And I was like leaning on him to stand up because of what happened to my knee. So long story short, after the craziness that happened, like we had to get back on the same moped we crashed on to go to this little hospital that couldn't do anything for us. Nobody spoke English. And then actually he spoke a little bit of English, the guy that was treating me, just very minimal amount of English. And then we ended up having to take all these ferries because we were on an island. We had to take all these ferries back to the Bangkok. And then I had care there. And we didn't have insurance at the time because my husband was in between jobs. And yeah, we just didn't have insurance. So long story short, it was like this surgery was going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And I was like, I'm not going to, we had just gotten married or something. We had just moved into our home. We had boxes filled. We didn't even unpack before we took this trip. And I was like, I'm not going to put all this debt on us early on into our marriage. So I was like, I'm not getting the surgery. And someone would be like, what? You're freaking nuts. And people did tell me that. They're like, what do you plan on doing? And for me, I was like, I just want to see what I can do with my mind. Like I really wanted, like I had heard that some people, I didn't tell y'all what happened. So what ended up happening was I had a completely torn ACL, complete tear, and I had cracked my kneecap. And I had heard that some people could still do the things that they wanted to do despite having a complete torn ACL. Like they never had surgery on it and they were able to run the way they wanted to, play soccer, do all the things. I was like, what? And they said, I mean, this isn't very common, but I was like, where are those people? And I searched peer-reviewed articles. I was all over the web trying to find people. It was really hard for me to find people, but I found, I think it was two professional soccer players that had a full torn ACL that did not have surgery. And somehow they were able to play soccer again. They had like rehab themselves. The ACL wouldn't attach itself if it's fully torn. But somehow they found a way. So I was like, I'm just going to listen to these people. Like, I'm just going to see what did they do. So I just filled my mind with those stories. I did go out and seek some medical attention. I'm not the person that's like, I don't believe in medical care. Like, no, that's not me. But I did go out and I met with a surgeon and he was like, yep, you have a full ACL tear. You need surgery. And I was like, let me figure this out. And then I talked to another surgeon. He was like, you know, like it's very rare, but you might be one of those rare cases. And I'm like, okay, maybe I can be. So then I started training myself. So long story short, I've never had surgery on my knee. Afterwards, my whole thing for myself was like, if I can run a 25K without actually having surgery, I'm going to try. Like, I'm not going to have surgery. So I ended up testing that out for myself. I was fine. Like right to this day, I can't tell you which knee it was without having to look. I don't even remember right now. and I still have a full torn ACL. I hike galore. I do all the things. So I wanted to see like, what could I do with my mind? And this is not, I'm not running around being like, everybody do this. Please don't think that. But the thing was, is like, I was training my mind to only see the possibilities of what I wanted. So I only listened to the people who had the results that I wanted. And when other people tried telling me, oh, that's not gonna work for you, Ange, because look at, I know all these other people and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, earmuffs. Like, I just wanted to hear those that had the results I wanted. And what did they do? And I was like following like their same kinds of therapy they did, all the things. And I, that story showed me so much about myself, because it was like, dang, you're powerful. Like, if you just training your brain is so powerful. But why aren't most of us doing that? Why are we not training our brain when it comes to our goals and our dreams? You know, intentionally. Because we're not seeing it as much of value. It's like a lot of us are waiting around for things to happen versus intentionally designing our life. And we don't have that much time here. You know, I'm reminded of that over and over. Recently, we have someone we knew who just got diagnosed with cancer. There's been several people I've known recently who have passed away at a young age out of the blue from cancer or something like that, another illness. And it's like, it really puts in perspective. You're like, yeah, we really don't have time here, like a lot of time here. So it's like, let's be intentional about how we show up. Let's train to be the people that we want to be. Let's set up our environment. Let's fill our minds with people who are creating the things that we desire to show us it's possible. We have to train our brain to be that person. So my whole point is, what are you listening to? Is that in alignment with who you want to be? Because what I'd recommend for whatever goal and dream you have, you better start listening to people who have that thing you desire. Find them. Sometimes people will say, like, it's really hard to find someone who has the thing that I am desiring. I bet you they're out there. If you dig, I bet you they are. You can find them. Like, it was hard for me to find the two people, but I searched galore and I then found this like YouTube video of them talking about it. And I was like, oh, belief, it is possible. Then I can do it too. It's kind of like the 4-minute mile. We all know that story. You know, once someone broke that and ran it under 4 minutes, then what? Then so many other people were able to. Why? Because now their brain believed it was possible. So that's a big part of our creation process that I don't think a lot of us are tapping into. And we need to think more about. So my point is, let's think about your dream, one of them. And let's think about, what should you be listening to? What should you be filling in your mind to bring that dream into reality? Another simple example is, you know that I want to really grow an abundant garden this year. So what have I been listening to? Other abundant gardeners and their wisdom. What have I been putting in my environment? I found out from another gardener, she's like, every year I order the seed catalog book. And I'm like, I'm going to order that book and I'm going to set it on my coffee table so I can see it. What else is in your environment? Let me know, because I'm going to put that in my environment. You see people that are really relaxed and zen. What's in their environment? Do they got a salt lamp? Because I just saw one today in the place we're staying at in Malton. I was like, I need to get my salt lamp back. I used to have one, but it like melted galore in the Carolina heat. But I'm like, oh, I want to get one of those. The vibe is so relaxing. The fit people, what do they got in their environment? They got weights next to their desk. When they get a little break, do they pick up those weights? Are they walking during their lunch break? Like, what are their habits? Like, that's the stuff we need to be thinking about. And we always got to remind it of it. So if you did a vision this year, I want you to, and if you haven't, you need to get one. It's never too late to have one. Reflect back. And have I been being that person? You know, and if not, what needs to change in my environment? What actions do I need to take that I'm not taking? Some of us have a dream to write a book, but we're not writing the book. We're not spending time actually writing. We don't surround ourselves with other writers. We're not spending time learning about it. Like, there's so many examples that we could give of different goals and dreams. All right. So let me go to our third question. They're all relative and overlap with each other. And I'll sum them up at the end. This is a really important question. Is your energy in alignment with who you want to be? So we talked about, are your actions in alignment with your vision? We talked about, are your surroundings in alignment, the environment, the people that you're hanging out with. The best way, let's just back up real quick, for you to become the person you want to be is to have friends that are like that. That plays a huge role in who you're being. Like, I think about even income-wise, like, there's so much statistics that show this. Body-wise, how you're going to be, your body's going to be similar to your friends. Check yourself, because your friends got bodies that you want to have. Like, I'm not saying that. Okay, I'll stop there. Money-wise, income-wise, like, that stuff is important to think about. And I was just talking to another friend about this. I was like, dang, I need to get in some other circles. Because I want to take myself to the next level. I need more friends like that. I want that to be the norm, that I have friends like fill in the blank. Okay. And then the last question, is your energy in alignment with who you want to be? So we talked about your actions being in alignment, your surroundings, which environment, people, sounds. But then also, is your energy in alignment? Now, what do I mean by that? That's something I'm always talking about. This is what makes me different when it comes to how I career coach, even, is because I'm not just focused on strategy, like make your resume look this way or reach out to this person in this way. I'm not just focused on that. I'm also focused on your energy, getting your energy into alignment. And this is what I mean by that. We're always putting energy out into the world based on how we feel. I mean, this is science. Like, you can see how someone is vibrating, what frequency they're at. You put the wires up to their head. We can read if someone's in a state of depression or anxiety. It's because the energy that they're emitting, the kind of energy they're putting out there. So is your energy in alignment with who you want to be? So let's think about this. The person who acts the way you want to act or has a thing that you desire, where is their energy at? And really think about this, because someone might have what it is you desire, but they're not the kind of person you want to be. Like, I know a lot of people who have a lifestyle in some way like that I desire, but they're not character-wise the kind of person I want to be. They don't think the way I'd want. So I want you to look at someone who actually thinks the way you would like to think, who has the character you'd like to have, and the results that you'd like to have. Now, their energy, like, this is an energy of having it already. There's peace around it. It's not a forceful energy because they already have the thing. They ain't worried about it. So that's the place I think a lot of us need to go to, which can be so freaking hard. And I'll tell you this, you know, recently landing that talk, although I've worked to get up to this point over the past years. But the thing is like, there's something happened when I surrendered around it. Like, I was like, okay, God, like, if you want me to have my talk, you know, farther down the road, then I'm open for that. Then okay, maybe I need to have my baby Zion before, and that's what you want from me. And then okay, I surrender. And it was like, I wasn't tight gripping it anymore. I was just kind of like, I trust you. All will be well. I'll land it in the right time. Like, I was starting to get into that point. That energy shift was happening in me. And then it was like, bam, it just came in. I really have seen that so much in my life. It's not easy to get there though. I will say that. Maybe I need to reprogram me even just saying that. Because I've noticed that, like, even me just saying that, it's like, well, it could be easy. But it's like, I've just seen it be difficult for a lot of people to get to that point of surrender and being like, trusting it's on the way. Like, we ordered the thing from Amazon and we know it's getting delivered. We're not worried about it. Because the person that we admire, and if we were the person that we want to be, they're not worried about it because they already have the thing. There's already the faith that is there around it. It's a whole different energy. And you know what really helps with this is visualization. When you envision yourself being that person, because remember, your brain doesn't know the difference between what is reality and what's not. So when you envision yourself being that person, it's like you emit that frequency of that person who already has that thing. You're putting the feelings out there. And it's like you're a match for it. You're on that channel. And you're feeling it. It's like, this is why for me too, I'm like, man, I want to spend more time envisioning what it is I desire. And like allowing myself to be in that space energetically. This is why I love one of the practices that we do through career coaching is where you envision like your ideal day, your vision, you know, your a year from now, you're living the life that you want, and you just allow yourself to get into that mental space and put it out there. That frequency. I know that can sound so woo-woo when I'm saying it, but there's so much power in that. And I really believe that power has been given to us from God. Our ability to create things in our mind and then create them in reality. Like, no other creature has that the way that we do as humans. You know, if you say the mountain, you want the mountain to move, you can make it move. Like, we've been given that power. Okay, so that's something that we can think about is, like, when it comes to your dream and your vision, how much time do you actually spend envisioning yourself having that, being that person? Do you intentionally do that? I was talking to another one of my speaker friends, and he was telling me about his process for speaking on stage. And he's like, I spend a lot of time envisioning, like, in visualizing myself on the stage, feeling peace. And I really feel like that helps me. So what I ended up doing was I created a little recording for myself, like a little meditation, where I was like, you're standing on stage and you feel this way. Like, I went through that whole thing. And if you're familiar with Commit to Your Vision program, we ended up you suggesting that everyone creates their own, you know, recording, or how should I talk about this? Like, your own meditation, in a sense, for yourself around your specific vision. It's like, I am this kind of person. Like, you go through your thoughts. Even just reading through your a year from now, how you'd want your life to be, reading that to yourself and listening and holding the space for you to feel those feelings, that's going to help shift the energy. Just like it would, think about this. You know that you could make yourself cry right now if you thought about losing someone that you really love. Like, immediately in the snap of fingers, you could make yourself cry. Because your body, like, your brain doesn't know if it's a reality or not. It's like just envisioning it. So that, because you emit now the frequency associated with that sadness, that loss. Whereas you can emit the same frequency associated with having the thing that you desire if you did it intentionally. And it's so cool how things start to show up for you. The other day, I was just reminded of this time when Ian and I were hiking the Appalachian Trail. And I remember in my mind envisioning eating, you know, those popcorn or chips. Like, I really wanted some. We were hiking. And I was like, oh, I would love those popcorn or chips. And wouldn't it be so cool if I could have a coffee with almond milk? Oh, that would be so amazing. And it was, like, so cold. It was this, like, negative degree temperatures. We just got caught in a winter storm that was terrifying, where everybody got off the trail, but we didn't. We stayed on and survived it. Anyways, as we were hiking down this hill, and there's, like, a blizzard and everything, and we were, like, trying to hike as fast as we can because we were scared of, like, hypothermia because we had already been out there. Anyways, when we start coming down the hill, it was like this group of people were they were there hosting a meal for us, for hikers, in the blizzard temperatures. And I remember seeing those popcorn chips and those our almond milk, and there was, like, a full out breakfast. And I was like, God, I'll see you. Cause I was totally envisioning that earlier. I was like, that would be so cool. And I feel like it, like, gave me this warmth in the hiking in the cold. Like, it, and then bam. And I just knew, cause I'm like, what are the odds of that? That's such a weird thing. And it's blizzarding out right now. And I see that the more that I get myself into that state of, wouldn't it be cool if, like, this is why I always talk about, such a good way to start dreaming is to let yourself be in that state of fill in the blank after, wouldn't it be cool if da, 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 happened in my life? Because then you start to shift the energy around it and you start to play. Otherwise, we put too much blocks around it. We're like, oh, but this would need to happen. And you just get into your head too much about it. But if you allow yourself to be like, wouldn't it be cool if fill in the blank and hold the space and allow yourself to envision and dream, it's like, it's like you turn the channel. I don't even know how to explain it, but I really see that happen for me. I see it happen for lots of my clients. In fact, I'm going to bring some back on the show to share some of the things that have come to be in their lives that were like, what? Like, how did that even happen? It's so cool. After they have started talking about it, of course, they've taken intentional action. They didn't just sit in a room on a mat and with their, you know, meditating. Like, no, they actually took action on it. But there was a lot of visualization that was happening there. They had their vision. They were looking at it regularly. They were working on their energy, keeping their energy higher. Like, it plays just such a huge role. Okay, so let me share these three questions with you again that I want you to reflect on. And this is one, are your actions in alignment with your vision? So think about your dreams coming true. Number one, are your actions in alignment with your vision? If they're not, Let's talk about switching those up. And then two, do your surroundings reflect who you want to be? The environment, the people, the sounds, the things that you're listening to. Even if you're on social media, like curate that social media feed so it aligns with your vision. If you want, like me, if you want to do, like, I got to follow all the gardeners. I got to follow all the fit people, the fit mamas. I got to be following the writers, the speakers. Like, who are the people you should be looking at? So your feed fills up with that. Because that's a way of programming your mind. You know, don't be programming it with crime scene stuff, you know, that some of us are doing. And then the next one, is your energy in alignment with who you want to be? What do we got to do to make the energy shifts? And sometimes you're like, whoa, that one feels way too big for me. And then you might need help talking through that. If you need help with that, reach out anytime if you have any questions. All right, y'all, that is it. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Leave us a podcast review if you haven't done so yet. And have an awesome day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.